This is the OA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. NATO ministers are meeting to prepare a summit which will both look at the period ahead and discuss immediate issues such as the Afghanistan withdrawal. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Foreign and defense ministers will collect to lay the groundwork for the military alliance's first summit with President Joe Biden that will set aside four tumultuous years working with the Trump administration. One of the main aims of the summit is to reaffirm the unity of the 30-nation security alliance. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says this is a pivotal moment for our alliance and our collective security. But the most pressing issue is how best to wind up NATO's operations in Afghanistan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, the U.S. pullout from Afghanistan is speeding up, with military planners saying almost half of U.S. forces and equipment has been sent home or destroyed. U.S. Central Command today said the withdrawal is between 30% and 44%, and that six facilities have now been turned over to Afghan security forces, with more bases likely to be handed over in the coming days and weeks. Overall, the U.S. has removed the equivalent of approximately 300 C-17 loads of material from Afghanistan, according to the update, which said another 13,000 pieces of equipment were sent for destruction. Just about an hour from right now, U.S. President Joe Biden will be taking part in a remembrance of one of the nation's darkest and largely forgotten moments of racial violence when he helps commemorate the 100th anniversary of the destruction of a thriving Black community in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mr. Biden's visit today, in which he will grieve for the hundreds of Black people killed by a white mob a century ago, comes amid a national reckoning on racial justice. This is VOA News. Dozens of medical workers protested in rebel-held northwest Syria Monday against the granting of President Bashar al-Assad's government a seat on the executive board of the World Health Organization. The rebels blame the Assad regime for the destruction of hospitals and clinics in recent years. The decision to give Syria a WHO seat came a decade into the country's devastating civil war that has left large numbers of civilians, including many health workers, dead and injured. Pope Francis has changed church law to explicitly criminalize the sexual abuse of adults by priests who abuse their authority. It also says laypeople who hold church office can be sanctioned for sex abuse crimes. The new provisions released today after 14 years of study were contained in the revised criminal law section of the Vatican's Code of Canon Law, the in-house legal system that covers the Catholic Church. The most significant changes aim to address major problems and shortcomings in the church's handling of sexual abuse. The law recognizes that adults, too, can be victimized by priests who abuse their authority and said that lay people in church offices can be punished for abusing minors as well as adults. The Chinese government on Tuesday accused the U.S. of politicizing tracing the origins of the coronavirus pandemic by calling for another round of World Health Organization investigation into the country, saying it is immoral and unpopular. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin said, China firmly opposes some of U.S. politicians politicizing the virus tracing issue. Why are these people pestering on the theory of Chinese lab leak without any evidence? To put it bluntly, they are shirking responsibility for the U.S.'s failure to fight the pandemic and making an excuse to suppress and contain China's development. Last week, President Biden told U.S. intelligence officials to redouble their efforts to investigate the origins of the pandemic, including any possibility the trail might lead to a Chinese laboratory. Britain today reported zero daily deaths from COVID-19 for the first time since July 30th of last year, according to government data, despite fears of a possible third wave of cases. According to the latest official figures, 127,782 people have died within 28 days of a positive test since the start of the pandemic, which is the worst death toll of any country. In prison, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has asked a court to halt the nighttime checks he has been subjected to in his penal colony. Speaking Monday in a video link from prison, he charged that he has done nothing that would warrant the authorities' concern about his flight. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.